This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. CPN Maoist Parliamentary Secretariat meeting now continues at Singhadarbar. And US allows Ukraine to use its weapons against Russia. South Africa's ANC on course to lose majority. Now the news in detail. The Communist Party of Nepal CPN Maoist Parliamentary Secretariat meeting continues at Singhadarbar. According to the Prime Minister's Secretariat, a talk on the current fiscal year's budget, which is likely to be discussed from just the 20th in the House of Representatives meeting along with contemporary issues, is going on in the meeting now. The meeting is being held on the presence of Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Foreign Affairs Nayan Kazi Shrestha, and Minister of Finance Barsamaan Pun. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Home Affairs Ravi Lamichani has committed to take initiations to prevent the ongoing wrong practices in Nepali folk songs. While receiving the memorandum from Rashtriya Lok Tatha Dohari Geet Pratishthan today, Minister Lamichani said that songs and music that represent our culture and civilization should be preserved by collective efforts from all these sectors. Hence, they should not create any kind of misguide or mislead in the society. Minister Lamichani further said that in order to preserve the essence of these things, he will discuss and coordinate with Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation and also with Ministry of Communication and Information Technology. Two people died and one sustained serious injuries in an auto rickshaw and motorcycle collision in Dang today. Deputy Superintendent of Police DSP at the Area Police Office Tulsipur, Thakur Pokhra, informed that the deceased have been identified as motorbike rider Rajesh Bhandari, age 30, and pillion rider Sarkar Kesi, age 31. Both were marked dead in course of the treatment. Likewise, auto rickshaw rider Rudra Bahadur Thapa, aged 43, has sustained critical injuries in the accident and is undergoing treatment in Nepalganj. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has honored Nepali peacekeeper Bhupajit Rai posthumously with the Dag Hammarskjöld Medal. Rai had served the UN stabilization mission in Congo. At a ceremony organized at the UN headquarters to mark the International Day of United Nations Peacekeepers on Thursday, Secretary General Guterres handed over the honor presented to Rai to permanent representative of Nepal to UN, Lok Bahadur Thapa. Highlighting the bravery, dedication and devotion of Rai, who laid down his life in course of discharging the duty, the Secretary General expressed his confidence that Rai would remain an inspiration for all those deployed in peacekeeping missions. Rai had passed away in Congo on October 13 last year. Nepal is the largest contributor of military and police personnel to UN peace operations. Preparations for Shramadhan Employment Fair have completed in Janakpur Dham. The two-day Shramadhan Employment Fair is going to be held in Janakpur Dham from June 1. Undersecretary of Ministry of Labour, Employment and Social Security and Madhya Province Coordinator of the fair, Dipendra Podil, said there would be more than 35 stalls of government bodies, manpower agencies and different social organisations in the fair. Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security, Dol Prasad Arial, would inaugurate the fair. It is believed that the fair would promote partnership between government bodies, employers of private sector and organisations of civil society to effectively address the employment challenges. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. U.S. President Joe Biden has given Ukraine permission to use American-supplied weapons to strike targets in Russia, but only near the Kharkiv region. According to U.S. official statement to BBC News, his team had been directed to ensure Ukraine was able to use U.S. weapons for counterfire purposes to hit back at Russian forces hitting them or preparing to hit them. Russian forces have made gains in the Kharkiv region in recent weeks after a surprise offensive in the area close to the border with Russia. On Friday, Ukrainian officials said 3 people had been killed and 16 injured in Russian shelling of a residential building in a suburb of Kharkiv city. The U.S. official also told the BBC that their policy with respect to prohibiting the use of Army Tactical Missile System, ATACMS, or long-range strikes inside of Russia has not been changed. The White House and State Department had no immediate comment. At least 12 people were killed and dozens more were wounded last week after Russian forces hit a supermarket in the city of Kharkiv with two glide bombs. Partial result from Thursday parliamentary elections suggests that South Africa's ruling party, the African National Congress, ANC, is on course to lose its majority in parliament for the first time since it came to power 30 years ago. With results from more than 50% of voting districts counted so far, the ANC is leading with 42%, followed by the Democratic Alliance, DA, with 23%. Final results are expected over the weekend. According to an electoral official in Johannesburg, the queues were reminiscent of the historic 1994 election when black people could vote for the first time. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki province, along with the hilly regions of the country, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in rest of the country today. Light rain with thunder, lightning and gusty winds is likely to occur at a few places of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and at one or two places of Madhes province and hilly region of Lumini province. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province. At present, there is partial influence of western winds and local air in the country with also the influence of induced low pressure system from around Bihar of India. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. CPN Maoist Parliamentary Secretariat meeting now continues at Singh Darbar. And US allows Ukraine to use its weapons against Russia. South Africa's ANC on course to lose majority. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.